Mowing season is now underway in Walker County as several road department crews have transitioned to grass cutting duties this week. Drivers are urged to slow down and use caution when approaching roadside mowers. Advance warning signs are posted in work areas to help keep crews and motorists safe. The Walker County Sheriff's Office continues asking for help after a theft at Saddle Ridge School in Rock Spring. Between March 27th and April 6th, several items were stolen from the school's outdoor learning center, including a ninja obstacle course, zip line, hammocks, cargo nets, and camping chairs. Anyone with information is urged to contact Detective Michael Durham. You can email him at mdurham@walkerso.com. You can also submit an anonymous tip online at walkerso.com. Sheriff's Office says the investigation is continuing. Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr has launched the Eyes on the Road campaign to locate and recover missing children across the state. The initiative is led by Carr's Human Trafficking Prosecution Unit and encourages businesses like UPS, Racetrack, Truckers Against Trafficking, and the Georgia Hotel and Lodging Association. Participating companies receive alerts for missing children and are trained to report sightings, creating a statewide network to help bring children home safely. Since 2019, the unit has secured more than 70 convictions and rescued over 200 children. Officials say the campaign expands resources to protect Georgia's most vulnerable and strengthen the fight against human trafficking. We've got more news right after this. The Lafayette Walker County Public Library is inviting the community to explore Georgia's literary history through a traveling exhibit now on display. It's at the library through May the 4th. This is a free exhibit. It's African American Distinguished Georgia Writers. It highlights the lives and works of Alice Walker, Jean Toomer, and Raymond Andrews, all members of the Georgia Writers Hall of Fame. Visitors can also check out books by the featured authors. While touring the exhibit, the traveling display will visit 12 public libraries across Georgia, offering families free cultural and educational opportunities. Lafayette High School sports teams picked up big wins Tuesday night. The Rambler baseball team beat Adairsville 4-1 behind some strong pitching from Austin Deering, while Lady Ramblers tennis swept Dade County 5-0. Ramblers boys track team also captured first place in the John Milliken Memorial Meet. Lafayette baseball and tennis back in action tonight. Details on all of these stories on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 and Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.